Blog Talk Radio.
Altitude, velocity, light. 8.5 down. 220 feet. 15 forward. 11 forward, coming down nicely. 200 feet. 4.5 down. 5.5 down. Good. 20 feet. 40 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Make shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward, drifting to the right a little. 2.5.
30 seconds.
Forward, just. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. Drifting, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
You know what? You know what? I was sitting there talking, and I totally forgot how to do this. I hit the wrong control, so you guys had dead air for a while. this is John from Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. Actually, that was my old term in the days, and now it's Soulstream. And hi, Brenda.
Hello
so
there.
I forgot to turn on the microphone. Anyway, it's been a long, long time.
All those buttons and knobs just have you confused.
Well, it was something. I was just amazed at, you know, I kept on talking else and I realized, oh my goodness, I'm not even on the air. So anyway, I hit the button. I'm really flustered right now. But you know, it's been a while. I mean, I haven't been on since I believe 2013. Maybe 2014-ish. I haven't really been on. I did do a couple of appearances on some shows where I came into the studio and turned things on and did some work. But I really have not been in front of the microphone, and I was really worried tonight. But you know, now that I'm back in the chair and I'm just sitting here doing my thing, wow, it feels like I never left. And I just have to get used to the audio chain and where all my controls are. I've got two mixer boards here, a preamp, and I've got an audio computer that does a bunch of nice things to my voice, and two different computers. I had to do all these loads today. It's been a ton of work, and I'm going to have to tear some of this down and redo it because I can't remember why I did it. And but anyway, it's good to be back. And, you know, Brenda, I mean, you're my sidekick. You've been through millions of shows with me, and we've had a lot of fun over the years. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming back on this. On this very short show, I'm already pretty much convinced I'm going to go ahead and renew with BTR and get my old slots back and get the monthly plan going again. But ever since Dad died, I mean, back in 2012, my father passed away, and I had a really hard time with that. And things went on, and I had a lot of problems on air with trolls and things like that, and I just finally looked at the whole thing and went, what the hell? And I dropped out of it, and it was basically I just focused on things here at the ranch and went a whole different direction, and spirit activity continued. You know, I'm still a medium. I can't get away from that. And and I kept and things just started kind of ramping up in the last about 4 months. I've been having lots of encounters. We've been having shadow people appear, and all kinds of things have been happening. And I had in early September, I had a run in with a half of an Indian. I'm not kidding you. I stepped out. We were at some petroglyphs in Nevada, and I stepped out, and it was about probably 3:30 in the morning when we had gotten there. And I stepped out, and I had a run-in with two black bears, which was an interesting moment. But when I got back out of the car sometime after that, after we were assured that the bears were gone, not more than 3 feet from me was an Indian figure, half half of him was visible as a bright white kind of a apparition, and then the other half was not there. So it was like it was down the middle. And
wow.
The person was with me was just as shocked as I was, because it did, you know, I saw it, and then it just went away. And I was standing there going, I'm not even trying to have paranormal experiences, and they keep happening to me, and they're happening with more frequency. And I finally realized after enough prompting, so it's like the other side's been saying, get back. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, but you have been through similar things. You have been through quite a series of changes in your own life. I mean, you've gone
yes,
into some really
I
wild
have.
Death directions. Yeah, and tell us about what you've been going through.
As far as school and
all of it, yeah, similar type of
things. I have had I kind of stepped away from the medium stuff myself for a while, but it's like it always seems to pull you back in. And I actually had very strange kind of out of body experience about a week and a half ago, and I was asleep, and it literally jolted me back awake, and it was like I knew at that point that I need to get back into what I was doing, because it's basically a part of who I am, and I'm meant to continue with that type of work.
Well, yeah, and you went into, you know, the schooling stuff. I mean, I remember the school you were at went bust, and then you had to change schools. And all of that, and you've gone into a whole new career that I don't think you had really anticipated going into, and you've been having the time of your life.
Yeah, I've actually, I'm in school to become a paralegal, and I absolutely love it. And actually, I've been taking not only the legal assistant classes, but I've also been taking criminal justice classes. And what I'm finding is that I actually love the criminal justice side. So I'm considering working for either the police or sheriff's department, which is an area that I never thought that I would ever go into, but I actually really like it. And
I think it's going to be good for you. You know, you're going to see a lot of things that you probably have never seen before, but you know, your spiritual background, I think, will calm people. You've always had a calming presence. You know, I mean, yeah. you talked me into not running away from the microphone just before the show, but
yes, I did.
No, I was just kidding. but you know, well, I mean, it's just good to see you doing the things that you want to do and going where you want to go. And that's, you know, I'm really proud of you. You know, you did a great thing going in the direction you went.
Thank you.
And you overcame the challenges, and you've been an example of what to do, you know, and, I just think you're going to have a great career, but I do encourage your mediumship. I'm going to be doing my own thing with this again, but I take it you'll probably show up again now and then on the show here once we get going back to a regular schedule here. All right.
Anytime.
So we're going to have to I think we're going to have to relearn how to do all this. So I think some off air time practicing is going to be important. I wonder if who we can find to help us. I think there's one listener out there that might be able to help us. And she is just sitting there. She's actually in the chat room. There's very few people in the chat room. There's just two. It's kind of weird to be back at the beginning where there was nobody knew who we were. And it's like, what? You know, because we had nights where we had 70, 80 people on, you know, and it was really a cooking thing. You know, we had a good time. But there's another one that joined. Hello. I see you, Jenny. Hi. And it's just something else to see. You know, we went from, you know, 70 people on, and now at Kathy, you know, we did some, all that work with Kathy's Distant Echoes, and I was good friends with her, and now she's passed away. And it was quite a shock to all of us. And, but I did expect it. I kind of knew about a year ahead of time that she was not well and wasn't going to make it. And I'm going to admit it. I was so freaked out. I kind of just kept my distance because I knew it, and there was no way I could just sit there and talk to her and not, you know, say something to her. I mean, it just was not good. And when she did pass, it was very hard, you know, and everyone was heartbroken. But, you know, I went out and looked at the old show URL here on BTR, and their last show was 5 months ago. I mean, they were going to carry it forward, and my goodness, there's no shows. You know, so
wow.
I'm kind
wow.
of shocked at that, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, it's I'm sure that what's happened has been they moved those different hosts off to I can't remember her name, Chris's show. I think that they're over there, and I think that's who took on the whole thing. We got a caller out there. We got a caller from the same area code that you're in. I think I know who that is.
Right.
So I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna bring this person in and see. I think it might be Special Family Connection. I think that might be.
Oh, really?
Yes. Let's see. Hello, you're on the air. This is Soulstream. I can't remember the name of the damn show. This is Soulstream. You're on the air live. Remember,
what you say can and will be
held against you.
Yes, this is Special Family Connection. How are you? I only called just to make sure that your phone line worked. That was the reason. You have
well,
to give it the first call.
The first,
so this is just a test call. Well, and then you two are my, well, you know, two of my favorite people, so I had to bug you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
And we love you. I love you, too. You sound great. But, no, I'm not going to sound long. I just wanted to be the first one to initiate the call line on the new, renewed, better than ever Soul Stream radio show.
Soul Stream. That's a
new and improved. You have made it better than before. The Million Dollar Soul Stream chat room is...
I was just saying, you know, we have got Soul Stream here. Anyway, well, I mean, it's a good thing you brought this up because, you know, the whole thing with, you know, where the show's going, one of the things I'm going to be kind of dropping a little note on here for folks who do see us and go, hey, they're back. We're going to be doing all of the chat room is going to be on Facebook. We're no longer going to be using BTR's chat because the security system in there is just non-existent. And the number of people that come in and do really nasty things are just uncontrollable. And it caused so much mayhem. It was kind of why I walked away and I had a lot of time to think. And then the other thing is, too, that people that want to be read are going to be pre-screened and we're going to know who we're talking to. And so that system has already been pretty well thought out. And I've kind of had this on my plate and on my mind quietly for the last month. And I'm looking at it and just kind of tossing it around in my head. And I finally just made the move to do a show today just to, you know, fire everything up and then get this thing moving. But yeah, we're going to control things a lot more. The this is probably the last time in a long time you're going to see the BTR chat ever used. So we're going to do everything through Facebook. I do have a Soulstream page. I'm going to be running some tests. We'll do another test show probably in the next day or two. I may do a test show where we shake down the Facebook chat area and get that all worked out. I'm excited. You know, I think it's going to make the show a lot better without all the distractions, and we'll be able to do, you know, do quality readings. And I think I'm going to limit it to probably 3 or 4 readings total in a 2-hour show. And I think that'll be good for us. You know, I mean, Brenda, when you and I were doing tag team mediumship, you know, that was generally about what we ended up with, maybe a maximum of 5. I think we were able to work in 5 on occasion, but usually, you know, the problem we had was some people were really not liking the fact that we were doing shows and spending so much time on one person. And, you know, my attitude with that is, I'm sorry, this is the way this show works. When we read people, we read them like they were coming into our own practice, and we're working with them and we're working with their guides, and this is how it is. And I'm a trained certified medium, and you know, that's what you do. You don't rush them through like cattle and try to give them a little bit of life advice. I mean, you have to dig into their story and really understand them and listen to their guides and their spirits that come through and do all that. And so, yeah, it's tough luck if they don't like it, you know? So, I mean, we're really going to treat it with a lot of respect and really help folks, you know, and that's the deal. I mean, I love helping people, you know, and the other thing is I think we're going to be keeping records of who dials in, and the ones that keep calling in every week and wanting a reading. No, those days are over. You should at a check reading at the earliest is once every 3 months. You probably should have a reading every 6 months, and that's about the right interval. So I think what we're going to be doing is keeping a logbook of the people that are coming in, and if we see somebody come in and want a reading, you know, 2 weeks after we did a call with them, we're just going to say no. Those are the rules, and it's going to be not met with a lot of fanfare by those who are looking for us to tell them what to do with their lives. But unfortunately, you know, real mediumship is, I think, about real spirits trying to benefit people, and it takes a lot of energy for them to cross that divide and get us a message, you know? I mean, what are your thoughts
Absolutely.
On that?
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. In fact, I think a reading every 6 months is actually, you know, you don't want readings that are too close together. That's not what it's meant for. So
yeah.
I really agree with what your ideas are.
Yeah, it's the other thing that's happening too is, I mean, I ran a paranormal research team, and we did a lot of work going to different places, and it was a lot of fun. But one of the things I began to kind of take notice of was how I felt after the investigations and the kind of the way things were working when we would come back. And I went through a lot of hard lessons about how to run a team, you know, because when I first started, I didn't know anything. And now I'm much more seasoned and I look at it differently. And I don't think that we're going to go out just to any old place and just go look for ghosts. I mean, there's a purpose for doing investigations, and you're trying to help spirits to either cross over or try to understand the situation that's happening and help living people on this side. So GRI is coming back. I've got a few people that from the old team that are going to come back. We've got the site reestablished. I did rescue it. I had at one point just let everything go. And so the site's back online, and we're reconstituting a lot of the content. I'm in the process of bringing back several thousand of our EVPs from past cases, and those are going to be in a special library that'll be available to folks that want to listen to that stuff. And our best stuff will be put out on YouTube. We have a new YouTube channel, the old YouTube channel. I lost the password and I cannot get in. So a new YouTube channel for GRI. And so we're going to have that out there, and that's going to be wonderful to have that. And matter of fact, I mean, speaking of, the EVPs and things like that, we are going to bring back on-air EVP sessions, you know, because we pioneered that back in 2010. We were doing that work, and there was a lot of neat stuff that happened because of it. So the studio computer, when I came in, the operating system was so old, I had to just basically trash it and put a new Linux system together. And I can't even figure out how to get the audio out of it right now. But I will have it running, and we will be doing on-air EVP. And there are all kinds of new technology available that when I went out and started looking today, I was shocked at how the whole business has changed. It's and they're actually getting some amazing results out of some of the newer technology. So we are going to acquire
Fantastic.
Some of that. Yeah, and so,
I'm so excited about all of that.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, and I was even looking, and I was so shocked to see it. But, you know, FLIR has a new FLIR module for like $250. You know, you can put it on any Android phone and an iPhone, and you can get, the FLIR cameras that see heat.
Right.
It's now an attachment for a price anybody can afford. And I was like, oh, my God, we can get real FLIR camera action on smartphones. And when we do investigations, we can be like the big guys, you know. So I think
that
that'll be
that I got. I geeked out when you said, show, you know, posted that. That was pretty cool.
Oh, it threw me for a loop. I was just like, oh my God, I have got to get one. And so yeah, that's going to be on the Christmas list for John. You know, but yeah, it's just such an amazing time now, you know, because the acceptance of the paranormal is, you know, people have really come to understand that there is something out there. But, you know, the bad side of it was, I mean, I looked over and Ryan Buell the other day got arrested. I don't know if you guys saw that news, but he was on a paranormal state. And I've seen a number of people get into some real trouble with, you know, dealing with money and the paranormal and, you know, doing it for all the wrong reasons. And it's just a shame to see that. But, you know, the whole goal, I think, with us is just going to be, let's just have some fun and be ethical and, you know, attack these two different areas that we love so much, you know, paranormal research and getting out in the field, which you're going to join in, Brenda, right? You're going to be with us out in the field. And
absolutely.
Okay, well, then we're going to go back out there and yeah, and the thing is, oh, my God, my PC is going to start doing, oh, there we go, I got it back. It started to brown out, and I'm going, what's it doing? Why is this? And then I went, oh, it's the screensaver. But anyway, yeah, I'm a computer expert, and I'm sitting here worried about a screensaver. But, yeah, I just am thankful. You know what? It's funny. The show is already 22 minutes in. We've got only 8 minutes. That's a half hour goes awful fast.
It
goes
it does.
Real fast.
It really does.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, where do you want to go with this, Brenda? I mean, what do you see that you want to do in the next, you know, a number of years with this, once we get this going?
You know, I think the most important thing for me is to use the gifts that I have to help people. I was given those gifts for a purpose, and I really it's important to me to be able to help people. And it's really heartbreaking to me that there are so many people that are out there just doing it for financial reasons, because that's not what it's meant for. And so that is really what my goal is to try to help people as much as I possibly can, and to also learn more myself and understand it more myself, because we're always still learning.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I'm in the same boat. I mean, I went out and when I was looking at some of the different devices, like for, you know, instrumental transcommunication, ITC, it's kind of the parent of EVP. And there's all kinds of technologies that are available now for getting some very interesting results from the other side. And some of the devices these people are selling are $800, you know. And I looked and went, and then you try to see what some of the stuff they're, what are they using for the technology, and it's all cloak and dagger. And I'm going, well, you know, unless I know why I'm getting that, I don't think that's really, I can't tell it, you know, from as a scientist, you know, because that's what I am. I'm a scientist. And I'm looking, well, how does it work? And it's all, you know, you don't need to know that. Well, yeah, I do need to know that, because I'm putting this kind of money out. I better know what I'm getting, you know. And I do worry about that.
Right.
So, you know, but, you know, we have enough technology that we still have that's working, you know, well out of the box. I have my in my SB7, and I've got a Radio Shack box I turned into a nice bit of work for doing EVP on air. We're going to just jump right back in where we left off and then grow from there. So, yeah, look out. I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, we see we got Gabriel is out there, and I've got a guest. Guest 2501, you are from France. All right, so hello to you too. I have not lost the touch, have I?
No, you have not. Not at all.
Okay. Well, yeah, and I see Special Family Connect. Hey, are you going to be doing any shows? Because I know you were doing stuff here for the disabled and special needs crowd, you know, groups that were out here.
I've actually started planning a winter kickoff. I actually even cut the intro for that. So it's just a matter of getting my special needs family to the point where I can think about that. So my whole show comes from actually being live in the trenches with special needs family. So I'm pretty much at its mercy as far as being able to record or cut or go on. So, you know, it's and they're the most important thing. I love doing a show, but being available for them is more important than that. So just going to see where it goes.
Well, you know, you can always do the shows when you can and then podcast them, you know, and, you know, that's like a big option. I saw some new developments with BTR on that front, but, I'll be glad to help you out. I'll be a listener.
I know. You did. You were on my very first show, and I don't think I would have done it without you there. So when I kick off again, you will definitely be there again.
Well, you know, look how fast it's gone. It's almost 3 minutes until the end of the show. 30 minutes. I did the free show. I was cheap. I was cheap. All I did to pay for any of this. I see you.
More money to take me out to lunch with.
That's right. I'll take you both out to lunch and we'll scheme on the things we stole from
the
BTR. Yeah, but what I'm hoping is when I sign up, I'm going to get the free month. I'm hoping that they still do that because, but it doesn't feel like much has changed. The studio, they're on their studio here on the browser doesn't look much different than I remember.
It's pretty much the same. Yeah.
Yeah. So, they did limit the number of audio clips. I used to have all kinds of stuff, and now I'm going to have to probably pipe it in from this end to do special effects and all that. But, I can make that happen. But
you still have a cowbell, don't you?
Oh, I've got the stuff with the not the cowbell. We had the frying pan. Nancy Mom.
Cowbell and frying pan.
The frying pan on the head was always a good one. All of that's going to come back, and we're going to come up with new noises. Don't embarrass ourselves with it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's just neat to be back on the air. You know, we got, a minute 51 seconds here. And I love my on-air. But my other on-air sign here in the studio burned out, so I've got to repair that. So much stuff was all messed up. I was sweeping things off, and then I was trying things, and why doesn't that work anymore?
Is the mood light still working?
It was like going into an Egyptian tomb and finding, oh my goodness, this stuff still works. Good gracious, man, yes. So.
That's what we need to do is have you break into an impersonation. If Thurston Howell or Captain Kirk, one of those would do well.
So James C. Kirk aboard the Enterprise. We are trying to study the spirits of this unknown planet. We need Ghost Rider Paranormal to come out and help us with this. We're going to bring them back through the centuries and use their obvious skills and talents and their beam chip now.
So you see, all right, future listeners, if you listen to his show, you will be entertained. You will enjoy it.
Always. Always entertained.
Well, I tell you what.
It's nonstop.
I am watching the clock, and I am unfortunately, I'm seeing time bleed away. We're down to 29, 28, 27. We're down to a few seconds. So I wanted to thank you both for dialing in and thank the audience out there, Gabriel, and I guess 2501. So thank you all for listening in on our first show in many, many moons.
And Jenny.
Jenny. Hello, Jenny. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be off the air in 9, 8, 7. Thank you, everybody. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bye, guys.
Chaos.
Love you.
Everybody.
Love you, too.
Thank you. And we're off the air.
We're off.
That was a fun. Yeah, we're off.
Hey.
Give us a little.
I wasn't
give us,
going to
a,
call
a,
in, but I thought you got a phone number.
I knew you
to.
Were going to.
Well,
I knew you were
I,
going to. I knew you had to.
You know, he is who he is.
Yes. I know.
Who is that? That damn guy? God darn him. I don't know when we do this.
Yeah, that Chad. That fiend.
I will pop on later on Skype to talk to you both, but I thank you both for coming in and doing this. It was really appreciated.
Absolutely. Anytime.
You bet.
Okay,
I'll log on for a laugh anytime. Yep.
Well, what do you think? I mean, once a week, I think if we did the show once a week, probably on Saturdays, kind of like we used to.
Absolutely.
I'll try to Yeah, I'll try to find a time that works with everybody, and we'll just take it from there. But yeah, it was good to be back in the seat and make it work. So thank you guys. It's good to be back. It really is. Okay, I miss this a lot. So
it's good to hear you again. It's very good, and to hear Brenda. It's so nice to hear you on there. You're a good team, you guys.
I really miss doing this.
Me too. It was, it's just been, I just felt like I was missing something. And when I this morning I woke up and I went, until I just dive in and do it, I'm just going to keep wondering, if I should even do it. So I just did it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got stuff, in front of me and it's all working again. And it's like, okay, I'm kind of committed now.
Yep. And I'm proud of you. Very, very proud of you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I am too.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you guys get back to your lives, and I'm going to try to figure out some stuff for the future. But anyway, love you both. Thank you.
Love you,
love
too.
You
I'm
going to
go get the munchkins in bed.
Okay, you do that. And I will try to escape out of this place in one piece and get back without the mountain lions getting me. So this is Soulstream. And I think we're still actually recording on stream here. So this is Soulstream. We are going to call it a night. And thank you, everybody, for listening in. Bye now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.